Let's get up to the Goldie. J-Mac joins us. James McDonald, morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. How is the Gold Coast this morning? Do you go and get the avocado on toast and get the chai latte into you? You've been in Byron, mate, so surely you're converted. You love it.
Unfortunately, I've got a ride today, so I'll put the sweat gear on and go for a run very shortly. But it's really nice up here. The weather's good, so ready to rip in Saturday.
How many Ks? How many Ks would you run this morning?
Oh, I'll do about 10.
10 Ks. And on your ear, or are you having a little blow afterwards?
Nah, I'm on my ear, mate.
Oh, what a machine.
Three quarter on the A-graph.
Mate, he's a seasoned professional, mate. He's not just an uffy. This is weekly for you, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I do it most days.
There you go. See?
Too good. Mate, how did you find the quarantining for 14 days? Obviously, you're in a beautiful part of the world, and I'm tipping you just wouldn't have been in the old Airbnb out the back of a house. You would have had the grouse, but in terms of getting up there and getting away, because you do love your riding. You love doing it as much as you can, don't you?
Yeah, I do. That was the only thing. I was obviously doing 2 weeks, so I didn't sit on a horse, but hence why I'm riding today, just have a bit of a blowout before Saturday. So, that was probably the only downfall, but apart from that, it was pretty good. Just 2 weeks, probably a bit long for me.
Yeah, mate, I think it's a bit long for everyone that has to do it. Do you go to the sales when they're on, when you're not riding?
Yeah, I actually enjoy going to the sales. I enjoy the sales, the whole concept of it. So, I pop out there.
Beautiful. Anything caught your eye? I mean, in regard, you're a good judge of a horse, you and your brother.
Brother more so.
What about, that was a nice, good to see you expand on that that question, Jimmy. What about banter? We've been talking a lot about the banter of Australian sport. Surely you jockeys give it to each other in the sheds. I mean, if you see, say, Tommy B half slaughter one, do you give it to him in the jockey's room after?
Yeah, no, it's all happening always after a race. Obviously, we're pretty friendly sort of people, and we get on all pretty well. So little cheap shots wouldn't go astray for sure.
You're riding She's All Class in the two-year-old classic. How do you navigate the draw?
She comes in the 13, so it's obviously a little bit better than 18, I suppose. But she's pretty adaptable sort of filly. She raced on speed her first start and got back in her second start, so it just depends on pace and where she jumps and how she travels, I suppose, is where I'll ride her.
You've been lucky enough to ride, obviously, the Acrobat, also the filly for the Ma Eustace stable, this particular filly for Chris Waller. It seems like this season especially you've worked really closely with Guesty, who is your manager, Mark Guest, in targeting these really good two-year-old rides, considering in seasons gone by you sort of haven't been on the top two-year-olds.
I wouldn't know. I suppose it's just been luck of more than anything. I suppose just settle on the right ones on the right day, and there's been a couple of good ones. She's up there. She's ticking along beautifully, and hopefully she can add a Magic Millions to her mental piece. But, she's obviously going to have to go to another level. We've seen Swift Witness come out and blast them away there last Saturday. So she's going to have to obviously come up to that level. And if she can, well, she'll be winning it.
Now, you mentioned you're riding at Eagle Farm today. Which horse should we follow?
I've got a nice book of rides. Return with Honour. He's very consistent. Roddick going well. So, no, there's a few there.
Okay. Any in particular?
Not really.
Oh, right. Geez.
They all go right.
What about, you've never won a Magic Millions big one, have you?
I've won the three-year-old. I've always been a lucky day to me, so looking forward to getting out there. And it'd be nice to win the two-year-old, sure.
All right, no doubt you've done a little bit of form. What's your best chance of getting on the podium on Saturday?
Probably the two-year-old for sure.
Two-year-old for sure. All right, James. Good luck getting up to Eagle Farm today, mate. A few texts here about you being spotted all across Broadbeach at a few locations. So good to see you keeping a low profile.
As long as I'm not in the wrong spot.
Well, I've just Googled a few of the places they've texted in. I'll tell you what, geez, you're travelling. Have a good day, mate.
All right, see ya.